The four were convicted of crimes ranging from soliciting a prostitute to reckless homicide, and all four had their convictions thrown out after judges later determined they had not committed the crimes. But proving innocence to a court is different from convincing the state to pay compensation for wrongful imprisonment. Claims Board Chairman Assistant Attorney General Stephen Means told the claimants at a hearing this week they must prove their innocence by clear and convincing evidence.
That's a different standard than what is meant to obtain a new trial. It's a different standard than a district attorney uses in deciding whether or not to bring a charge, and it's certainly a different standard than a jury would use in determining guilt or innocence.
In the case of William Damon Avery, DNA evidence has proven that it was not him, but more likely the serial rapist Walter Ellis, who raped and murdered Marietta Griffin in 1998. But Avery's attorney, Heather Donnell, faced tough questioning from the claims board when she tried to convince them to pay Avery $30,000 in compensation for the 6 years he served in prison. Board Chairman Stephen Means asked about a confession Avery made to detectives that was used in his original conviction.
Did Mr. Avery acknowledge that a confession was made to the homicide?
No, absolutely not. In fact, contrary to that, in November, I believe, of 1998, he filed a notice of claim making clear that what had happened in that interrogation room was fabricated.
The other three exonerees who presented their claims to the board this week faced similar tough questioning. A decision on their claims is expected early in January. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.